Okay, everybody, let the excitement begin. This is what you've been waiting for. It's time for our weekly visit with legendary Boston sports columnist, commentator, and a man known to be all-knowing on all subjects. It's Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Everything. Okay, we got so many things we got to cover this morning, so let's get right to it. First of all, Red Sox, another good win last night. We're halfway through, 81 games down, 81 to go. Are you still saving the date on your calendar for the World Series?
Please don't book. I have a message out there. You don't book a wedding on any weekend in October now.
No,
forget
okay.
that. That you forget that. Go right to November. Take October off the calendar.
Got
I don't care
it.
If the halls are built. You don't do it in October. Keep October clean.
Okay.
All right, that's my advice. And you, or you'll regret it, ladies.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, everybody will.
It'll be tough.
Wedding for October. Okay.
Okay, next question. How good is Mookie Betts? If you have to project 10 years down the road, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame?
Yep.
Is it going to be Mookie Betts, and where's he going to stack up against
Mike
Trout?
Right now he's on a trajectory. The season he is having is the single best Boston Red Sox player season since Carlos Rostremski's legendary 1967.
Whoa.
All around, offense, defense, clutch, all the components. This is the best individual season so far that any Red Sox player has had in since 1967. If he continues to stick years like this together, this is 3 years in a row he's been very good. It's a Hall of Fame trajectory, yes.
Okay. Now, looking ahead to next Sunday, you get the big David Price matchup, Sunday Night Baseball, Red Sox and the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, David Price, he knows he's being judged very stringently here, and he knows ultimately that the way that people are going to judge him is what happens in the postseason, where he has never won a starting assignment in any uniform.
Yep.
He's pitching very well this year. People have no reason to be anything other than pleased with David Price right now.
Okay. J.D. Martinez, unbelievable.
He's exceeding expectation. I mean, he's already has more home runs than any Red Sox player had last year. Period. End of story. New graph. Next question.
Wow.
Okay. That's okay.
Amazing.
So then we're feeling pretty good about the Red Sox. Now let's very quickly.
By this time next week, we're going to know a lot in the NBA.
Yeah, this is the head to head with the Yankees is obviously going to be extremely important this year because the two will continue to beat up on the have nots of the division and in the league. They're both on a path to win over 100 games, and it's going to be very, very hard for the one who does not win the division to swallow the idea that after winning 100 games that he will still be playing in a one-game playoff when anything can happen in the other. So you want to win that division. These games are vitally important.
Excellent. All right, I want to know some NBA stuff, Bob, real
okay.
quick.
Okay.
LeBron's going to make his decision by this time, next week.
Oh, no, but this time.
4th of July,
right?
Hours,
yeah.
So what are we going to do? Is Kawhi Leonard, are we interested in that guy?
What do you say?
Here's my position. Danny Ainge, as the general manager, the basketball poobah, has to do his due diligence. If it's a possibility to see what it would take to get a Kawhi Leonard, he has to do it. We don't need any. First of all, we haven't seen the team with Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving yet.
True.
We haven't seen Gordon Hayward. He played 5 minutes. And I would like to have that team. I don't want to do anything. And I don't want to trade any of my kids.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that.
Now, Bob, are you making this decision with your head or your heart?
I'm making this decision with my heart, but I don't have to make it with my head. You know, Danny does.
What's too much to give up for Kawhi?
Well, too much is anything that includes Tatum.
Okay.
Yep. Anything that includes Tatum is too much. I could see giving up Hayward Hayward and Brown. I mean, I suppose it would take at least that, I think. But you're not getting. We have to keep Tatum because his potential. Someday they may be talking about him the way they're now talking about Leonard. Now, people understand. Kawhi Leonard is probably right after LeBron James and Durant. He's the next best player in the league.
Yep.
But we don't need anything. I like what we have. I want to win with this group. That's me. And I'm speaking only with my heart, I admit.
Yep. And you can't get rid of Gordon Hayward before he even has a chance to play.
Oh,
right? That's horrible.
Things have happened.
Horrible karma, isn't it?
You sure you could.
Okay, there's just one more thing, and I want to do this for LBF this morning.
Yes.
And this is so she'll understand what's happening in the NBA and the LeBron James hijinks that are going on right now. The latest rumor is that LeBron James' son, who is 13 years old and is on a straight track for the NBA, at 13, is enrolling in a high school just outside of Los Angeles, which is a legendary high school for generating NBA stars. Scottie Pippen's son is playing there already, and a couple other NBA players' sons are playing there already. And that adds fuel to the fire that LeBron has already decided he's going to go to L.A. You know anything about this?
Yeah, that's been floating out there for several weeks. To my knowledge, and you may have seen something that contradicts what I'm about to say, it was only a rumor and was unconfirmed. But but that certainly got everybody excited because it said, well, there it is. It's a done deal. L.A. makes sense. He has a home. Here's all I'm going to say about LeBron's movement. I am among the many who feel that wherever he goes, he will not go alone without another star. So it means he's either going to go with Paul George, who was a free agent in Oklahoma City, or with Leonard himself. And Los Angeles is the one team that frightens us because they have the financial wherewithal to accommodate two megastars. No other team that we know of does. So that's the deal. It's scary. The story about his son has certainly been out there. And as far as I heard, it was unconfirmed.
Okay, there you go. That's everything. Bob Ryan, thank you very much. You have any shameless plugs for us?
No shameless plug. A shameless plug this week. The week after, I'll have shameless plugs.
Okay, great. Okay. Listen, have a fabulous 4th of July.
Safe. Happy 4th, everybody. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you very much.